programming note for you again. We will be live from Orlando, Florida tomorrow for this program. We'll have a special edition of the Steve Gura Show on America's Voice News beginning at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can go to americasvoicenews.com to check in. Our friends from Michigan Trump Republicans will be there. They're helping us out this time. They're going to be stopping by to talk to us because they say, and they know, the only way to the White House is through Michigan again. And so they'll have quite a collection of folks in Orlando. Again, the president announcing his re-election bid officially. That will happen tomorrow night at the Amway Center, downtown Orlando. I'll be there with you live, like I said, in the morning Tuesday, in the morning Wednesday, and special programming tomorrow night on America's Voice News. You can find americasvoicenews.com. Check it out beginning at 7 o'clock if you want to check in and see what's happening right there up front from this perspective. Joining me now, though, is Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, the longest-serving conservative warrior on this program. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Wake up to some big news this morning. Iran says it's going to break their uranium stockpile limit in just a few days. I think it was it came out of the Wall Street Journal early this morning.
Yes, I saw that. Now, let me ask you this. Iran's going to break their limit on their uranium limits. It's low-level uranium that would have to be enriched. It's a long way from being useful in any fashion. But just because the United States left the Iran nuclear deal doesn't mean the partners in Europe left, right? They have the same signed deal, due Germany and France and others. So am I to understand that Iran's just going to break the deal anyway?
Oh, yeah. Well, the European nations cannot be depended upon at all anymore. I'm really disappointed Angela Merkel. I thought initially when she first came to power that she'd be a great, strong force, but she's not. It was one of the worst deals ever made by the Obama-Kerry administration. And by the way, now we find out, I think, that the son of John Kerry, this was on Fox News yesterday evening on the Hilton Report, he's really good, Steve Hilton.
Yeah.
What they said was, or he said in his program, that the son of John Kerry and the son of Joe Biden really made a lot of money off of deals in China, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Really several billions of dollars, just amazing amounts of money. So when we talk about foreign governments getting involved in campaigns, well, there it is.
Well, they also made a lot of money in the Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
Ukraine.
Right.
I don't know why Ukraine seems to be so instrumental and pivotal in so many of these conversations, but clearly they do. And clearly, a lot of roads run through that. Now, think about this. Former President Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 on several different occasions by the Russians. He stayed at one of Vladimir Putin's homes, right? Was paid $500,000 to be there. But apparently, that's perfectly okay and that's perfectly normal, even when his wife was running for president, because they need to focus on Donald Trump and some meeting in Trump Tower that lasted 20 minutes.
I got a certificate one time for making a speech, but I've never gotten $500,000.
I hope it was a nice certificate.
It was a nice certificate.
Yeah,
it said,
really
thank
nice.
You, thank you.
Yeah, Professor, we actually call that a participation ribbon.
Oh, that's what I got. It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you for participating. As you look at this race, though, let me ask you this. How do you look at this now when all the polling's coming out over the weekend? Donald Trump's losing to everybody, including a tree stump.
That's right.
You know, do you believe any of that?
I
mean,
I don't.
Joe Biden's going to win in Texas.
I know it. Well, the interesting thing is that if that is true, and I hope it's not, the media has beaten down President Trump so badly, and the demographics have changed so dramatically in the country. I'm also reading that in regard to immigration, and that's had a lot to do with it, that they're finding rolls of $100 bills, according to the Drudge Report this morning, on a lot of African migrants who are coming to the Mexican border.
$100
bills, rolls of them. Where are they getting that money from?
Well, in fact, I'm looking for a story here that I had here with me this morning. There is a record number of African migrants coming to the Mexican border. Undaunted by dangerous journeys over thousands of miles, people fleeing economic hardship and human rights abuses in African countries, coming to the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, how do they get across the ocean?
And where do they get the $100 bills from?
Yeah, where does the cash come from? Yeah, there's clearly something going on. They're coming to America after flying across the Atlantic to South America and then embarking on this harrowing overland journey. This is written, by the way, by AP. So the AP is kind of, you know, sketchy as far as real information goes, because they don't say, well, where'd you get the money? How'd you get here? They don't even ask those questions, Professor. They don't even bother to ask the question.
Yeah, it's really, this whole thing has gotten to be really bizarre. There's
yeah.
no question about that. And you really wonder, there are people within the United States and abroad that really want to change the whole nature of the United States. And they're on their way to doing it. There's no question about that. I have great sympathy. I really do. That's not just idle talk. For people that are really destitute, that come to the border in bad shape, but with $100 bills flying across the Atlantic Ocean, you begin to wonder what's going on.
Well, yeah, $100 bills packed in their pockets. They get here somehow en masse, so obviously somebody's paying for that, because I can assure you, flights from Africa are not inexpensive.
I know it. And $100 bills.
Right. And if they're destitute, they're broke, they're in these civil wars and gang wars and this and that, but they can afford to get on airplanes and drive and get there. And then, of course, they have enough money to buy food and clothing to make it all the way to the American border to make their way in. It seems a bit suspect, doesn't it?
And I'll be sarcastic. And they'll be voting tomorrow. There's no question about that.
Well, you're not being sarcastic. The problem is, when you look at California and elsewhere, you do see this. And here's something else. I was talking to a guy in Florida here who has his daughter living in Maine. In the small town she lives in Maine, says that there's a big influx. Hundreds of people came from the Congo, 500 into this small town of 3,000 or 4,000 people. 500 immigrants from the Congo, all of a sudden they're living there, like overnight, within a few days, they all just showed up. And so you see these places like Minneapolis that, you know, the Somalian population comes and concentrates. And now in Maine, you've got the Congo population. It's changing the fabric of America in these small towns that are being completely overrun. And you go back to Angela Merkel, which exactly what she allowed to have happen in Germany. I'll give you the last word, Professor.
Yeah, she's really a terrible, terrible disappointment. But the world is really a very dangerous place this morning with the big explosion, and I don't mean that literally, but of demonstrations in Hong Kong that may spill over into the mainland. I doubt if it will, but it's a possibility. Iran upping their uranium stockpile limit. And by the way, I'm also reading today that Israel has 60 to 80 nuclear warheads ready to go. So if Iran wants to have trouble, there it is.
Yeah, they'll get it. It won't last very long.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll have trouble. Professor Alan Sachs.
Good luck tomorrow. It's wonderful in Orlando.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it. Again, people can catch it, the special broadcast on America's Voice News, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night. We'll be live from the Amway Center right here during our regular period of time, 6 to 9
Trump
Eastern.
I hope Trump really unloads on him.
Well, he's going to. You know that, Professor. Good
I
talking
so.
To you, my friend. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much.
It is a Monday. We'll be back right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family,
people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.